is your local radio station, Alive 90.5, keeping you up to date with local issues and events in the hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas.
We have Darren Adams here, who is on the board of the Parramatta Leagues Club. Hello, Darren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can you tell us what are we doing today or what's happening in the Parramatta Leagues Club?
Well, we've had a fantastic experience here this morning. Jason from Super T approached the Leagues Club a while ago now to see if we'd get involved in a packing event for his charity. And we spent the morning packing Super Tees to help sick children who and their families from Campbelltown, Westmead, and a couple of the other hospitals, such as the Children's Hospital at Randwick. Yeah. And it's a really worthwhile cause, and we're really encouraged to be involved.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I've really enjoyed seeing all the board members here today as well. It's not just that it's the instruction from higher up and other people get involved. It's actually the board members who are on the ground actually packing the actual packages for Super T. So I really do admire what the Parramatta Leagues Club is doing in that space. It looks like a very action-based board.
Yeah, well, community is one of the things that's really important to us as a board. We recognise our role as a leagues club in supporting a lot of the sporting activities, but we also recognise that we've got an important role to play in the community as well. And we've put a lot of focus into making sure that what we do with community isn't just donating money, it's actually finding the organisations that have big social impact and big community impact, and we try to put our effort into helping those as much as we can.
Oh, that's wonderful, and it's incredible work that you guys do. How can the community, I guess, support Super T as well as hospitals within the Parramatta community?
Well, obviously, it's simplistic to say donate money, but it is one of the really important things. I mean, at the end of the day, Jason doesn't charge for these garments. It's something he does to make sure that the families that have got plenty of other things to think about and worry about just make life a little bit easier for the children. I mean, you obviously know about the garments, and I know firsthand because my son had open heart surgery at 5 weeks old. And Meg's would have told you about the challenges that you have changing garments and with the various tubes that go into various parts. And, you know, they're in significant discomfort as it is. The best thing that they can do is rest. And so if you can actually access to take temperatures and change things without actually disturbing them, it just makes their recovery better. It makes gives peace of mind to the parents.
Oh, that's wonderful, and it definitely does, and it gives a sense of hope not only to the children but to the families, I guess, because of the struggles, and I guess you know that personally, going through the incredible or tough journey that you had to go through, especially with your children. So we really appreciate the amount of work and effort that's gone into, I guess, all this packing this morning. It's incredible.
Yeah, a lot of effort, but Jason's got a pretty slick operation. He's got his production line process working really well, and so we were able to get quite a few packed and have a bit of fun along the way, which is important too.
Yeah, it's definitely a superpower. Oh, speaking of which, if you were to have a superpower or to be a superhero, what would you choose?
It's a good question. Probably go with Batman. I think all of the little electronic and technology and tools and things like that. All those gimmicks.
Darren, I'm for the listeners who can't see me, I'm actually wearing a Batman suit right now. So if you want to change, we can change.
No, I'm good. Yeah. I've got a suit that's a bit more like Santa Claus rather than Batman, but he's not exactly a superhero.
I mean, you could for one day look like you're having a six-pack, you know? Not that you...
I've got the kit, not the six-pack.
What is it about Batman? What is it about? Is it his attitude? Is it how he helps people? What is it about Batman that makes him such a great superhero?
Look, I think all those things. At the end of the day, he's an ordinary person that wants to do the right thing, and... as I said, he's got a lot of technology and gimmicks and tricks in that utility belt that sort of help him out along the way that would make things a bit of fun.
Yeah, and the money doesn't hurt as well. Yeah.
That wouldn't go astray, would it?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Darren, for joining us today and speaking about what incredible work you're doing, especially the Parramatta Leagues Club. And like Darren said, it's just as simple as donating. Honestly, just a bit of support can go a long way. And these medical garments, as Darren said, it's a personal journey not only for the children but for the families, and you can see the incredible impact that it gives. So thank you so much, Darren.
Thank you. And I'd really like to thank you guys for coming along as well, because the awareness that you guys help bring to the community for important things like this is brilliant. So thank you.